Chazan, Pashas Veschanan.
Morning. I mentioned many times, I was Nachmu, that there's a Meisa that the Yid HaKadosh went to spend Shabbos with the Kodesh and Magid, and the Yid HaKadosh was Yidua, he was a Ilun Chassidus in Dvaron Ruchnim, and the Kodesh and Magid, who was many years a senior, he was his Rebbe's colleague, he asked him, why is it the Modna Zach that he feels a greater Oyer, a greater Oyerus, on the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, more on the Yom Tov Vision, which is the Dereis. And the Yid HaKadosh answered that's Ken Zayin, that if a Baal, a husband, is miskoitet in Ishto, they have a blazing row, and after he's mispious with her, the Ava becomes even greater. Va'al Derech Zeh, he said that after the Golus, after a period of alienation, of estrangement, there's a in Zohar it says in Parashat Bereishis that Chayim Odom Lifkoid is Ishtoi when he's bom in Haderach. Asher Al Kain Shabbos after Tisha B'Av after Churban, the Kodesh Magid himself says at the end of Parashat Dvorim that the reason that right after Tisha B'Av and Parashat Veschanan, this week's Parashat, you have again Kabbalas HaTeira, Saras HaDibris, Shema Yisrael, Kabbalas Al Machu Shemayim, we re-bond ourselves with the Rabbeinu Shem. And that's pshat. The pasuk says that Torah is Nachamu Nachamu Am Yemer Likeichem. Chazal say Chotu Bikiflayim, Loku Bikiflayim, and the Rechama is Kiflayim. Chavon say, what do you mean double? You sin again, again, and again. What's a double Ched and the double Likui and the double Nechama? So there's a word from the Sabracha from the Moshe's Rebbe, a beautiful word. The pasuk says we say it every day. Mignash Adnai Koinu Yodecho. So Chazal say the Choviv, the Beis Hamikdash is Choruv, is Choviv by the Eibishter that it was Nivra created b'Shnei Yodayim. What's the Shnei Yodayim? So he explains, Rashi says, when will it be built b'Shnei Yodayim? B'zman Shashem Yimlech Le'ilum Vod. What does it mean? What's the difference? Because we know that the right hand represents Chesed, and the smaller represents Gvurus. La'osid Lavoi, even the small, even the negativity, will also be mishapich, as Rashi says on the pasuk, Yimin Hashem, Nedori Bakuyach, Yimin Hashem, Tirat Oyev, that Bizman Shi Yisro, Oysen, Mitzoyne Shil Mokim, Vayachal, by the Ebershir, there's two Yodayim.
Two Yimins.
Two Yimins. Two Yad Yimins. Val Derech Zeh could be Fakeret, Bizman HaGolos, I'm just pointing out parenthetically, it could be that the two hands, Kvayachal and Milo, both become left hands. I wanted to speak about today about this topic, but I'm not going to. There's no time and a place. But there was a Maisa in my Bes Medrash, there was a fighting Raman, I'm a Sha'elach person, he had a very severe neurological issue in the brain with the pathways. And suddenly he became paralyzed he was a born right handed person. And suddenly he became paralyzed on the right side. It happened that people have strokes. And the shaila was, should he now normally put the tefillin on his left hand? Now after this neurological incident, as the doctor said, euphemistically, right? He wanted to know, does he have to change hands and tefillin? And he came to me, and I said, Mamash, put it in halacha, it's a shver shaila, this maruch al gabi maruch, the whole lechala shaila is for him. If a person trains himself, he's born left-handed, the martial law, he trained himself to use the right hand, as was the custom, right? But what happens if it's not his decision? It's not be the Odom. I mean, the Shemayim, they changed hands, which is the Yakeya, which is the Yad, the Chazok. So it's a Marochim ul Marochim. The Mishnah Berurah brings a Dagul Mervova, and so passes Rav Vosner, and Shevet Halevi, and kind of Shailot to someone in Manchester, that he has to now switch hands. I mean, either to the Tzemach Tzedek, and there's a Maram Sheik, and there's whole Marochim, and so passes Rav Yoshev, and so passes Rav Nissen Karelitz, that you don't change hands. But the side effect that it's an ashtar rabbi in halacha, there's another Indian that everyone, kula al mamuid, I think, that if it's only temporary, and he'll be chuzer the brios is the way it was beforehand, everyone says you don't treat ham. So I was very, very mahasis, the paskin, say, ashayla, because by doing so, and you're sort of kiveya that the guy won't have a refu in Lebuch in his right hand. He went and asked somebody else right away, someone else, but change that. You don't want to get involved, but I didn't want to. So you could have, in other words, in the time of Asilova, both hands, kvayocha, will be yad yamin. And bizman agolos, kan zain faker, that both hands become small. And that's about migdash, adnai, koinenu yodecho, there will be two hands of right, yamin. Interessant, nachamu, nachamu, ami, yoymer lekechem, is gimachri and migdash, adnai, koinenu yodecho. The lechome is not just that the right hand will be misgaber over the small, but the left hand, the small itself, the left hand itself becomes a source of chesed and brachos. And therefore I can understand why Nachamu, Nachamu, the Bnei Yisrael brings, everyone brings, is Gimachri Yitzchak. Okay, I discussed this over Ben Mitzorah. Yitzchak L'chur is Midas HaDin, Gvur, Pachad Yitzchak. Right? Nevertheless, Chazal say, the Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lassis, Mishtel Tzadikim, V'yemigobel Chavdoi L'zari Shul Yitzchak Tavkeh. And Yitzchak will be the one, the Gemara in Shabbos, will say, Pal Yalai, Pal Yalecho. Half of Yitzchak, Rav Bnei Yisrael brings, is Gadim Nechomo. Because the Iker Nechama is not just, okay, from now on it'll be alright. The Nechama is that you realize that the small is really a mid. Be'emes, that's Pshat. The Yisabracha brings, certain Pasuk, V'somu v'shmi al b'nei Yisrael v'anyavorchim. What's it, v'anyavorchim? It could have just said, somu v'shmi al b'nei Yisrael v'avorchim. What's it, v'anyavorchim? So he brings the Psik. The Medr says that when the Eibishter appeared to Yankov Avinu, the Cholom with the Zulam, right? So Nizyar, he got worried. The Eibishter appeared to Avram Avinu with the Lashon Anoichi, Anoichi Mogenloch. So too, to his father Yitzchak, Anoichi. And suddenly it says in Pasuk, Vihine Hashem Nitzavolov, right? Vayomer, Anieva, I, Ani, not Anoichi. So he said, what sin has the Eibishter found in me? Right, shadiber imi b'loshnaz, shadiber imi b'loshnazeh anoichi, ela ba'ani. Right, he got very worried when the Yankov Avinu. So the Eibishter saw the Yankov Avinu was very mistyr that the Eibishter said aniash ani, not anoichi, as he spoke to his father and grandfather. Immediately said v'hine anoichi imi. Of course, Marticha b'chote. What's the difference between ani and anoichi? So these are a beautiful focus. Anoichi always symbolizes the pnimius, the etzim. As the Gemara says famously in Shabbos, Anoichi, this is Parsha again, Anoichi is the Tzrikan, Ano Nafshi Ksovis Yehovas. The pnimius, the atzmius of the Eibishter is found in Torah. Says Rashi on the Gemara, Ani Ba'atzim, the essence of the Eibishter. Faker, if you do it in Svorim Akdoshim, then Yudke Vovke, there's letters before, right? Tes, hey, dalet, hey, right? And then it's afterwards, chav, vav, zayin, vav. Yes? If you count up the gematria, the letters before and the letters after the Shem Havaya, it's gematria 61, which is gematria ani. So ani becomes like a levush, a garb that the Eibishter acts within, but it's not anuichi. Anuichi is the essence of Hashem. Ani is how he projects himself, how he acts, but it's not the essence. And we also know that the famous Pshat and Svorim HaKadosh, we discussed many times, Nepad Nekomo, Sisri Yosher, even externally, superficially, he's taking the Koma, this Midas Adin, Ober Sisri, innovating in Pnimius, it's only Yashas. The Abish is Mole, Rachman, Teva Toiv, Lehetiv. And that's why it says in Svorim, the Ani is Nutrikum, Kael Nekomo Savai. When the Eibishter is taking the Koma, mitzad the Chitzonius, before and after, he uses Ani. So when the Eibishter speaks to Yankov Avinu and he says, Ani Hashem, he's Nisyari. Why is the Eibishter not appearing to me 62, with the Lashon Anoichi? Right?
62, not 61.
Say it again?
It was 62, not 61. Though it's before and after. The Yud Kevav.
It's 61. Count it up. It's 61. It work it out. Right? And that's Pshat that the Pasuk says, hello. Ochen yesh havaye b'mochem hazeh, which means rachmim, v'anuichi lo yodaiti. Initially, I didn't know what? Of anuichi. The Eibishter only afterwards. And the Eibishter Taka, why did the Eibishter initially appear to him with Ani? Hello? Because he's now going into Golos. In Golos, when he has to pour out his wrath, his vengeance on the Goyim, he needed the Koyach of Anils. But Ani, again, represents the Chitzonius, Anuchi represents the Pnimis. Right? As it says in Pasuk, Hashem li ba'uzrai, v'ani erab esayni. Ani is used for the enemy. And therefore, the ultimate bracha is not just that midasach chesed, midasach racham is mashpia, aber v'som v'shmi al b'ni Yisrael, v'ani avoch, even midasach din, alikim yivarchim. Right? That it comes midasach din, and that's the ultimate nachamu nachamu gimatri yitzchum. It's a hakdom. And this is also kosher to the 15th of Av, when we get up from the Shiva, from Tisha B'Av. And the Gemara says at the end of Tainus, what's one of the, when in Yonam Yuchodim, Chamisha Osir Ba'av, is that Toshash Koyche Shalchama V'Korol Layem Tvar Ma. Because the power of the sun dims, it wanes, they call it the day you break the sickle. What's Pshat? So the old B'Yana Rebbe, Mark Shlomo Zichatav Kodesh Rebracha said, Pshat is, it's the day when the Chama, which represents to be the Sagvura, fire, the Chema, same letters, when the Chema, the anger, the Gvuras are Nimtokim, and he brings from Ezeidah, the Sabagadisha vision, who said, the 15th of Av is Alderach, the opening Mishnah in Yevomus, Chameshis Reinoshim Poitrois, Tzoriseyem, Vitzoris, Tzoriseyem Ad Uylum. This idea of 15, which I have no time to elaborate, but they're 15, but maybe you'll understand it there Mela after the Shmuz. But that pater is called Yisrael from Old Tzara because the idea of Chamisha Osir Ba'av as after Tisha B'Av, Parshas V'Schanan, is all the central theme of Amtokas Hagvuris, and therefore it's called Yom Tevar Magal when you break the cherev of Esav Achar B'Chotich. Okay, that's a Hagdom. So all the, I think I touched on it last year if I remember, Shabbos Nachamu. Not only is that Saras HaDibris, Kamal Satera, Shemar Yisrael, right? One of the mitzvahs that are repeated in this week's parasha is the mitzvah of tefillin. And as we'll discuss, tefillin has a innate connection to this idea. What's the fact? Said in Svarim HaKadoshim, Tzadikim said that in the Shiva de Nechemta, Yishaya Hanovi, who's the Menachem of Kal Yisrael, comes into every Beis Medrash, he comes into every Jewish heart. And the pasuk says in Kapitel Nun Aleph, Uri, Uri, Lifshi, Oiz, Gzroya Hashem. The next capital in Beis, it says, Uri, Uri, Lifshi, Uzech, Tzion, Lifshi, Vigdesev, Artech, Ila Yosef, Yaveh, Bachoyt, Oral, Vetome, Isnari, Meo, Forkumi, which is getting up again from the Shiva, from the Yimei HaBen Amitzo. What is this Lifshi, Uzech? Lifshi, Uzech is brought in the Emes, from the Algera Rebbe, it's brought from the Pritzadik, from the Tzadik HaKoyim. The Oiz, Chazal, Sidi, the Gemara says, Mesech, the Brach, is Davov, Tzvillin are always Heimlu Yisrael, right? The Eibishter wears Tzvillin, right? And what does it say in the Eibishter Tzvillin? Nika Amchu Yisrael Goy Echol Ba'oret. The Eibishter is Meshabeach Mishvachayu Di Yisrael, right? And when Eden put on Tzvillin down here, the Ma'oyer, the Eibishter to wear Tzvillin, which is Meshabeach Al Yisrael, and Eden are Zoycha to the Pasuk Oiz V'Halder Levusha V'Tischak V'Yem Achran that Memayer Digul. What's pshat in that? Tzvillin are oizli Yisroel. I've discussed many times. There's a Gemara in Chagigut after Zvov. The Gemara says, Ashkechei Rabba Vashil Elio, Rabba Vashil Met Elio and Novi. Omer Lei Maika Ovid Kutcha Brichu. What is the Eibishter doing at this moment? Omer Lei Kagomer Shmaitza Mikula Pumu de Rabbonon. He's saying over teachings in the name of all the Rabbonon, except for one, Tana Remeir. Why? Because Remeir learned Torah from Acher. So he learned Torah from Rav Adonim LeMalach. To which he said, why not? Right? Remeir Rimon Motza, Toichle Ochal, and Klibosa Izar. He took the core, the essence, the kernels, and he threw away the clip. Omer Lei, so Eliyahu he suddenly tells Rabba Barshila, Hashta Omer Kutchuk, Eibishter is saying, Remeir bin the Oimer Bizmansha of the Mitzdayer Shkin of Maimeres. When the Yid is Vitzara, the Eibishter says he's pained, he's heavy, he's in pain from his head and his Israel. Right? The Chiddush tells the title, why Dafkum, all the Maamori Chazal, every Dafkum, every Black and Chas, you see, our mayor. Of all the statements of our mayor, Dafkum, this man, Sha'odam, Mistah. So the Moshe Rabbi explains these sabrachas, I'm moving to think of it, I've said this many times, okay, you saw it. You see, throughout Chas, Remeir Lishitose only looks at the Pnimius. Alderach here, Teichei Ocha, Klipose Zorak. He looks at the Pnimius, the Atzmius or something, not on the external husk, the kernel. Alderach said throughout Chas, the Gemara in Brachas Tachem Ches. Remeir is the man, the Omer who says, Geshem Shem Avarcham Ala Toiv, Tachem Avarcham Ala. Remeir sees only the good. The Gemara says, the Chazal says, Medr says, when it says in Pasuk, Ki malachav yitzavolach l'shmorcha b'chol drachecho, so the mayor asks, who's gadol, the shomer or the nishma?
The nishma.
The nishma. The guard guards the one who's chashma. Is it since the Ebershter sends malachim to guard Kal Yisrael, is the charaya that nisham is Yisrael higher than malachim, which itself is the whole ashram? In the Gemara in Kiddushi, there's a classic machlikis. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Bizman that Yisrael or Yisrael Mitzvah Nishal Mokim, they're called Bonim. If not, Chas V'Shalom Fakir." Rabbi Meir is the man the Omar who says, "Benkach uBenkach Bonayata." In Geladi, even though the Gemara says in Erevin that the general Chal and Pesach Halacha is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, here says first of all the Rashba, we pass them like Rabbi Meir, and even if you wouldn't, Svarim say, but in Shemayim, he's not, the Ebishter is not bound by Kol Halacha than here. He passes like Rabbi. And that's one of the reasons that's brought in Sforim. There's a minig in Kol Tfus Yisrael that a person, a sorry, gives staka to the staka of Rabbi Balanes. What's the Rabbi Balanes? Right? Plenty of tzaddikim in Kol Yisrael. So the emes is, there's another medrash. The medrash says that when he'll come time for Geula, and the makatregim, the mayu will say, you know, hello, evdevay vizara, lolo sheif chidama, lolo megale reis. Right? And suddenly Michoel, who's the great Sanhedrin Shal Yisrael, is nishtatek, he's stifled, he's dumb, can't speak. So the Eberter says, Michoel, you're not doing your job, I'll speak up for Kal Yisrael, as it says in the Pasuk, in Yeshaya, Ani medaber b'tztaka v'rav l'hishim. The Eberter will speak with tztaka. What does tztaka got to do with the thing? And why is Michoel suddenly retired from his job as the Melech Tov for Kal Yisrael? Now, the Sforum Akhlishim, everyone knows the Gemara in Baba Basra, we just discussed 100,000 times, that Tunus Rupus HaRosha asked Rabbi Akiva, right? If the Eibishter loves the poor, so why does he not befarn this him, right? So he gave him, Tunus Rupus gave the famous mashal, if a person, an Evan, rebels against the master and he throws him into the torment, into a Beis HaSoyer, right? And you smuggle in food when the king wants to pinek him, right? So the king gets angry at you, right? So Tuch Rabbi Akiva answered, but Yidin are called not Avodim, Yidin are called Bodim. So when can you do the idea of Tztaka? Dafka v'ur b'chinas Bodim. How does form also? How does Tshuva help? The famous Tachum and Hazinu, right? That Tshuva only helps for Kal Yisrael. Yar Hashem Pana v'lecha v'umus oilam, right? Tshuva only helps because Yidna b'chin has bonim and Avshem ochel al kvoidai kvoidai mochel at the Gemara in Kiddushin. Mashenkin molech alikim al goyim for the Ebershter is a melech and melech mochel al kvoidai ain't kvoidai mochel. So this is only based on the intimate relationship of benkach u benkach bonayata, right? Which is even higher than a malach who's an eved Hashem. That b'chin has bonim. Do malachim understand pnimius the teuchen of Yidna? That's what you find in the Gemara in Shabbos Peches. When Moshe Rabbeinu gets the Torah, Malu Ludisha Benin. So Dafka Michal, the Shittas, he can't speak here. He's silent. Says the Ebershter, I'll be Melamed Bitzdaka and Rav Lishia, because I know my relationship, Bevchinas Av, to Yidin who are Bevchinas Bonin. And that's why it's Taishin's Forum. Vayeir Yankiv Ma'oid, Vayeitzer Loi, when he's meeting up with Esav. Why the double expression, says Rashi? Vayeitzer Loi, Shem Mayarev, who is Achayim? He was scared he'll kill. Like, what is he? Everyone knows the famous trap in Sadiqim. Who is Achayim throughout Shas? Achayim, Omer, one who is? Remeir. Because the Gemara says in Gittin that who Nirin Kesar, Orak, right? But Ozal is Gair, Venofek Minei Remeir. Remeir was descendant of the Kesar of Rome, Nirin himself, right? And he is the one who what? Says Benkach u Benkach Bonayate. So Mitzad then, Tztaka helps, and Tshuva helps, they have to act with us with Tztaka, etc. And as I said many times, the whole machlokes between Yankiv and Esav was over the month of El.
Yes.
I discussed it in the summer and the winter. Hello. 3 months and 3 months. So Yankiv took Nisan Ir and Sivan, and Esav took Tammuz of an El. And the Chaim Tishrei to Kislev was Yankiv, it's Kedusha. Tevet Shvat and Adar was taken by Esav. When they had the battle, Yankiv got back half of the portion. Therefore, from Tuba of and Tuba Shvat and Adar, which is the Hapichu, and El, which is the month of Tshuva, are all. And Esav didn't want to forgo this El, right? He said, let's be partners. Lisa Benelcha, Bishal. Remember I said this? Hello? Yeah, yeah, I'm talking. Right? So what does Yankiv Avinu tell Esav? Fetter Esav, nu? Vani esnala li'iti l'regel. Rosh Tevis El. Adon yedeya ki atzoyin. No, I'm okay, no? You can't stand before the Melech HaMishpot. Hello, Eslichas, I'm here. You need the time to prepare. Right? So it's over El. Who makes El possible? Tshuva. Tshuva is only L'shitas what? Remeir. So therefore, he's dafkin is Yara Sheva Yara Gesacherim, that he shouldn't kill Esav, in whom there's the nitzitz of Rabbi Meir. And therefore, Remeir L'shitaso, the Gemara says, the Medrash says, in Teirasi shall Remeir, they found Kusnos or with an Aleph. The chitzoniyus with an eye, leather, mishul dechivya. But the previous, the mayor sees light when other people see darkness. As the Gemara said in Megillah Daf Yud Ches, the mayor went to Asya, to Ma'aber Shonim, and there was no Megillah, and he wrote it from memory. In fact, the Gemara says, Gemara Shani Remeir, that by other people, divrei teres, ayev einecho beveinenu, by Remeir, divrei teres, yach in front of his eyes. He saw primius, he saw the aragonos, etc., etc. Therefore, it's called Meir. It's Maner Eine Chacham in Baaloch. God, that's brought in Shvili Pinchas, where Pinchas Karetz, when Mashiach will come, will pass him like Rebbe. Why? Because this life, in this world, Lohi Yechavei Rebbe Chayim Olai 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 world, in a lichtiger world, will pass him like Rebbe. So what does Rebbe Chayim pass him? Right? Yeah? Says the Moritz Rebbe, therefore b'shasha odom mitzta'er. It doesn't say when the odom is tzra'alu. Because Rebbe Meir says, k'shem shem b'varcham al ha'toyv kachmav, there's mitzta'er. That's what the Moritz Rebbe says. He always sees the premiums of every situation. Oh, but you do see that b'shasha, but take the Maimar Chalal Kipshutza, the Rebbe Meir says, b'shasha odom mitzta'er, shchina ma'imer, es kalani mi'roishi, kalani mi. Is the chderaya b'chol tzarosam loitzar, and the Eibishter's mitzayir in the tzar of a yid, even if peplinius is kavona, the Eibishter's kavona is ultimate chsodin, but the rabbi, the yid is in pain, and the yid is in pain, the shechina is in pain, the Eibishter is in pain with us. What does it mean? Why dafka that the Eibishter is in pain? Dafka mi kalani mi roshi and mi zroi. So you don't have to be a rocket scientist, a mystic. All the meforshim and the mishnah, the Sanhedrin, the Shanim Ludovid, and the Teirus Chaim, and the Lefesh Chaim from Chaim Volozhiner, and from the Rebbe Shmuel of Nicholsburg. You don't get it's glaring at you, because since the Eibishter wears tefillin, and the Eibishter tefillin are on roshi and zroi, right? Asher alke, and he's mitzdair with the Tsar of Kal Yisrael. There's two, if you think about both in Yonim here, they're both in Yonim which are like mantic, the harsh severity of Gzeiros. On one hand, the pnimius of the Tsar is really chsodim, right? Aber mezetus, right? On the other hand, der vayla, the Eibish is mitzayir, mitzayir in Shal Yisrael. That gufa is in the chom. The two in Yonim of the chom. Bichal, there's a Gemara which says, you all know the Gemara. My brachos, v'ra'isa as a choyre. Gather the megalamukis. You ever seen megalamukis in Parshas Chana? It was his yard site yesterday. You give him a love. No? Hello? Okay. Megalamukis were a whole sefer on the first pasuk of this week's Parshas. Let's throw out, by the way. My share is Ben Achabed Megalamukis. Right? You went to Cracker with us, no? on his it says in the Ramos Besmedrish, right? And in the Besayim over there next door, it says Vehu Asher Am Diver El Pon. He learned every day Chavruz El Yehovanov Ponim Upon. So he wanted to write 1,000 Oifanim on part on the opening pasuk was Chanel Hashem basically, right? That was his plan. But Poyel, after he wrote Reish Nun Beis Oifanim, he was nistak. Because he writes, he's Megala Amukis, and the Eibishter said to him, Ravloch. You know, Ravloch is Gematria 252. So he completed 252, deep, right? Rosen, and that was it. And the Eibishter told him, I'll tell you something, I'll tell you something. And his yard said is always, it's son, his yard said is always, the Smichos, the Shabbos, the Yiddish Parashas, the Scham. Right? So he writes that, I'm not going to the Richas, so he would do the three films, Mishra Rabba, Rabbi Natam and Rashi, but Seamus, whatever. But Moshe wanted to understand the Seir of Tfil. As it says in the Gemara, of Shem Chassid, it says in Mar Brachas, of Zayin, Moshe Rabbeinu said, teach me, Harinez Rachech. I want to understand the Moichin, how the Eberster works in the world. He wanted to understand Tfil. So what did the Eberster said to him? No. That you're not going to see. Right, you're going to see how Risa is a chayra upone leiro. You won't see the actual tefillin; you'll see the kesher of tefillin. What in the world does that mean? So the Kol Ariel, the famous the psicha to the Shalom Shuvah is Kol Ariel. It's a meiridik avot. You see that mitzvah tefillin is inextricably linked to the mitzvah of saying kriyashma. More said, you say kriyashma without tefillin, kiyul meiv is edu sheker about. What is the idea of Shema Yisrael? I've said 100 times that Hashem, Havaya, Racham, Elikeinu, Midas Hadin, it's all one. This same idea, whatever happens, it's only coming from the Eberster is one, you see in Tefillin. The Tefillin actually are one, which represents the Yichud of Hashem. Then what happens? It divides into two strands, two Ritzuts. One is Sari Yamin, Kavi Yamin, and one is Kavi Smol. What does the Kesher then do? It attaches the Ritzua, which seems to be two Misham Yiporid, and it becomes one again. And from there it again divides whatever. You with me? So the Kesher represents that Indian that even the things which seem to be polar opposites, diametric, opposite, Faker, right? Nevertheless, Bipnimius Hashem Elikeinu, it's all one. Therefore, we say in the Anuzmiris, right? Kesher Tfilin Hera Le'onov Tumunas Havaya Le'negin. That Moshe Rabbeinu, the Onov Mikol Odom, saw the Kesher, Risas Achoy, right? Right? And then he understood from that symbolism, that everything which happens comes from the Eberster who's one. Who's all, then the Mocker is all Midas Sov. And the Tzitzke Magad famous, I said in the past before, Bereshis Bar Olekim, the Balturim says from the money, Seifi Tevis, Emes, others all scrambled up. Later it says at the end, Bora Elikim Lasois, Sefer Tevis Emes Bastrik. In this life, Sefer famous, it says, Vereisa Sachirai Upon Eleiro. When things happen, at the moment they happen, you don't understand rhyme or reason. Vereisa Sachirai, in retrospect, ultimately, Lemafreya, if you're Zeicha, now you see when all the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle are put together, you understand what happened and what had to happen. As the famous word that the Kol Aryeh brings, Diminu Elikim, we thought it's Midas Hadin, the Emes is Chaz Decha Bekerev Echalech. It's really an act of Chesed. As the Hashem Tov said it many times, Hoidu Lashem Ki Toiv, Ki Lo Eim Chazdim. Yudkei Vovkei is 26. Bimbis Per Kotn, how much is Yudkei Vovkei? No work at 17, which came out to your Toiv. Sometimes when there's like a Tzimtzum, and you don't have the fullest galus of the whatever, it's tough. Know that it's good, even though you don't feel it, you don't. Aber, yeah, that's misperkot. Havaya, misperkot, mistoyu. Aber, havaya, bimilui, when you, bimiliyudin, the highest milui, yud, k, vav, k, bimiliyudin, is 72, which is gimachi chesed. In this world, there are times where the chesed is bisgalos, there are times where it's the misperkot, where it's the timsum, things are obscured, eclipsed. Ultimately, kilo oyun chazdoy, eventually, as the Gemara says in Pesachim, the famous Slach, that in this world we say Toiv Ameitiv, we say Doin Emes, Lossid Love, we will only say HaToiv Ameitiv. Where do we learn this from? You with me? Hello? Yeah? But by the way, the birth of the mirror, that's positive. Miho isha chofitz chayim. Oyev yamim liris toiv, a person wants brachas, a person wants imam tikvuris. Nitzor l'shoyin chameira, never say something is bad. Right? Therefore, through that, through sur meira, going away from describing something as negative, you'll have say toiv, and you'll have only akhtoiv v'chesed, b'toiv anir v'anig. Right? I think it's ma'arechel. This idea, where do you see that the fate of a person, right, is inextricably linked to the Eibishter, and b'zman she adam mitzta'er, is dafka, is learned from the mitzvah of tefillin. Right? By the way, just parenthetic, can I just ask you something else, just as an aside? The pasuk says, sameini kechoysam al libecho, kechoysam al zrech. So it says in Zohar, Choysam al libecho, that refers to tefillin shel rosh, which is nimshach the ritzuis, to the left. Choysam al zrecho, you don't got to be a genius, that refers to tefillin shel shel yeah. Yeah? Any kashas here?
It's the other way around.
The Seder and Yonim, in this week's parsha throughout the Torah is, Ukshartem lo'is al yotlo, and after the Seder bedavke. How come by the Ebershter it says fakert? Good kasha, no? You know, ask this kasha? Altareb, in Siddur. In the Siddur of Dach. And the middle Rebbe in Rebina Barichus, and he says, we put on tefillin shel yad, and then tefillin shel rosh. Without a hefsik, whatever it symbolizes, asiyah, but the Eibishter, he puts on faket. He puts on tefillin shel rosh, then he puts on tefillin shel yad. Hello? You happy with that?
No.
Why? Huh?
Problem is with that.
Right? Problem with that is, in the Isophistic Eser Shemtev, there's a thing from the Baal Shemtev, right? A statement that the Eibishter does everything he commands the Yidin to do, right? And the Yidin are the Shemesh Yisrael, are the Tefillin of the Mori Alma, as the Gemara says. And there's Yidin or Bevchinah Tefillin Shel Yad, and the Bali Uvdin Tovin Amchi, and there are Yidin or Teirish Tefillin Shel Rosh, which are Tamil Chachomim, whatever. Over the Seder is, for by the Eibishter, Tefillin Shel Yad, and then Tefillin Shel Rosh. Ha? So the Vorkin of Baal Shemtev, right, is mamish seemingly bestira to the Rebbein. And da'at Rebbe. Can't be. Right? Now, I'm just saying this because it's a very important yisod in general leadership. We have a principle. The famous Maimer, Yisod Medrash Tillim, right? That whatever the Eibishter commands Eden to do, he also. Magid Dvarov Liyankov Kovar. Yeah? What's the problem that Maimer has? There's two ways to learn it. And both are true. One is, the Eibishter has his mitzvah. He does whatever that means, lemayel and ruchnis. Right? And after it's already his mitzvah, then he commands you in Ulam Azeh Gashmi to fulfill the mitzvah of Gashmis. But who does it first? The Eibishter. Lemayel and ruchnis. Whatever, anthropomorphically speaking, Zroya and Roish means Kapamayel. Right? And that's al derech in Molech of the Baruch Hu. Oh, Israel, the Eibishter the first, and that gives you siyach to the Shemaya. You should do the mitzvah gashmis. Then there's another thing that after you do the mitzvah, your goyim and your ma'oyim, like a sarusa de la sata, which is goyim and sarusa de la ela, your goyim that the Eibishter should again do the mitzvah. You hear that word? Anyone out there? No. It's very deep. And the second time round, a mitzvah which is nigrum through Klal Yisrael is much deeper and reicher, and there's a ribi oiris, there's this oiris, than there is in the first time. That Klal Yisrael may see from the Vamal Yishol Ma'ilim, Kayachol, right? That through our mitzvahs, we're ma'oir. So, what it says in Rebina, that first the Eibishter puts on Tfilin Shal Rosh, and then he puts on Tfilin Shal Yad, makes a lot of sense. Because by the Eibishter, first he has the Machshava, the Ava, the whatever, and then he has the Asiyah Bepoil. The Seif Ma'is is Machshav Betchil. By us, after we work the opposite, we work Mimatel Ma'ilah, upwards. So we first put on Shal Yad, Nase, and then Nishma. Right? And that's going to the Eibishter also to follow suit in that order. So it's no steer, it depends on which mitzvah you're talking about. The way the Eibishter did the mitzvah initially before man, before this world, or the way the mitzvah is this Eir Lamaila through my, through Shusul Sata, through my Seir. It's a whole Shmizim. That answers here. Not my own vote. It's not dumb to a Sefer called Per HaMelech on Rambam Hilchus. Right? But the important point is you see three things. Number one, whenever there's a tsar, there's a chesorin, it's only midas agvuras, only dimin, in our illusions. The emes is it's all chesodim from there. Number two, that vayla the emes is fort mitzvah kolani miroishi kolani zru. Our tefillin kol yisrael, the famous by Tim Berditcher, when he falls on the floor, it's going from the mayla gefer. Number three, you see the chavivus, the avo, the aviyin, that the yid's mitzvah down here in Olam Hazeh, that is greater, it stirs the heaven. It's unbelievable. They say that Rebbe Yonason, before he put on tefillin shalyan on the kibbutz every morning, used to cry nachli demos. He said, "Vi kuntus that a korutz michimer, a bosel v'dom from a tipus rucha, should be able to put on to the holy thing." But on the other hand, it's azasimcha. You know why this on tefillin? There's a shin on one side, shin on the other side. Says the Vilna Gaon, right? The grub, right? Because shin and shin makes the word sus. That a yid has the schus to put on tefillin, which is mayrish olam, it stirs the heavens, is agavaldiga simcha l'mayla. Right? If you understand the idea of tefillin, which represents the unity of Hashem, and how the destiny of the Eibishter Kvayachal and Kal Yisrael are inextricably linked, by the way, derech agav, how many askoras are there in tefillin? You're not going to be a genius. The Rambam says. The Rambam worked it out for you. You don't have to count. 21 in each. 21 tefillin shalyad. 20 tefillin. How much is Shem Avaya? 26. How much is 21 times 26? Wakey, wakey. I've told you this before.
546.
546, which is gematria masuk. Hello? Which also, El Havaya Ba'ezhi. Whatever. Okay, yeah? Therefore, Veschanon is gematria 515, as every school child knows, which is gematria yad and rosh, right? Hepech bezman achurban hoyu tzarel rosh, and heishiv ocher yemino. In the pasuk says yod le parastar, right? Leimer stands for loimar, right? And that is the hamtaka. How many days are the 21 days of Bein HaMetzorim? 21. And hamtaka comes through Shema Vayah. How much is 21 times 20, 26? Didn't change from 1 second ago, right? Which is Mosuk, which is Gimat, which is the Pasuk, Ata Tokum, which is also 546, Terachim Tzion, right? Which is, how much is Yankiv? 182. How much is 182 times 3? Because Yankiv represents filling 3 meals on Shabbos. Huh?
546.
Which is the Indian of Yankiv is a Nachla. Believe Mitzorim. What's Gimatria of Nachal Believe Mitzorim? 5, 4, 15. Gimatria of Eschanan, Yad Verosh, right? Yeah? Okay. By the way, Rabbi Ramshar is a Murdi Gavor. If there's 21 Askaras in the Shalyad and 21 Askaras in the Shalrosh, how much is 21 and 21? And then a Yi puts on Tillin, he becomes like a Klaf, he becomes a Chet, the Tillin of Rabbi Pravarsky, and Batkuz, and Antarikus, whatever, I'm not going to be Hasmona Milton. When you put on the Tillin, that's a Shlemus in the midst, not just Tamazmona, right? So you become Tillin, so you got 43. How much is 43 times 26? Rabbi Sternberg, where are you when I need you? No, come on. 1, 1, 1, 8, which is Shema Yisrael, Hashem, the King of Hashem, the Yichud, then you become 8. Hello? You ever say hello? Atam Eid, like the pasuk says, the ayin of Shema and the dalel of Echad is Eid. Hello, you're giving Eidus and Yichudin shel Malki shel Olam. The gematria of the rest of the words in Shema and Echad is gematria Esmach. The simcha of a Yid that you could serve as Eidus of the Eibishter, right? Yeah. That's when do you have the fees? I understand. The whole idea of Golos is both hands become Yad Smol. The idea of Nechama B'Kiflayim is both hands become Yad Yimin. Yimin L'Chashem, Yimin L'Chashem. Hello? The Vilna Gaon says, when a person is B'Shas Chedvus, a time of Simcha, what do? One of the natural things that a person in time of joy, you clap hands. Why is, you take the right hand and the left hand, right? And you put them together, right? Nehora Yisimchao, what do you say in your shul? When I say Kapai, think about it. Plural. Two kafs is kapayim. The horiz im chav chav, because emes of simcha comes when the two kapayim become one kaf. When chesed and gvura, right and left, become one. Which is the idea of whatever, there's three and four kavim, hello? Which is gimel and dalel, gimel and dalel, which is achor and akevim, mashbi and makabel, chesed and gvura, etc., etc. Gimel ovish, dalel imoy, so you can figure out the rest of the stuff. Right? Therefore, I see also the Shabbos yet to tefillin, because it's called Shabbos Nachamu. Shabbos Nachamu is Gematria 806. What's 806 in Yiddishkeit? How many letters are there in each of the Dalal Parshas? I'll give you a guess. Oh, can't count. 403. Tag. Easy way to remember. Remember 13 times K. Yigul Mizrach. Hello? Yeah. That's 400. Yes? 403. 806. Which is Gematria Shabbos Nachamu. I see it. Yeah?
Where is the 403? In what?
Oisius.
In what?
In the Parshas Atzvil.
Every Parsha the same?
No, all together. Okay? No, don't count. Therefore, the Renoyim says, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, Yoimer, Imakoil, Gimatri, Tzvil, it's like a Makadragi group. It's all the same in Yonah, right?
It's much more.
Okay. I'll tell you one more vort. There's a vort that Rav Amshor brings from a sefer, from one of the Kabbalim, who bring from a sefer called Derech HaKodesh of the Gro, which is B'Ksav Yad. Everyone knows the moving words, it's relevant to Tisha B'Av, of the beginning of Kapitel Ayin Tes and Tilly. L'kim bo goyim nachlusech, l'tim uzech alecho, samu es Yerushalayim le'im. What's this im? Ayin yud yud mem. So there's a klipa, there's the right and the left. That's discussed many times. Right is Yishmol. Who is the personality of Yish representing Yishmol? Guy named Muhammad. Right? Who is Esav represented, their religion, their whatever? Guy by the name of Yesh. Or Zush. Yes? Iyim stands for Esav, Yishmael, Yeshu, Muhammad. Right?
More than three words, perhaps. Not
okay, facts. Whatever. Okay, whatever. Words. Therefore, what? Hello? Tfilin Shal Yad and Tfilin Shal Rosh is connected what? Asiya and Shmir. Nasa Venishma stands for. You don't got to be a genius. Esav is Miloshin Asiyo. Yishmol is Miloshin Shmi. So the Tfilin Shal Yad and Tfilin Shal Rosh, for the Iker, we're in Golos Edoim, is the Maila of Tfilin Shal Yad to counterbalance Yadayim Yaday Esav. Okay? Interesting, by the way, why the four separate batim in the Shal Rosh? Because the Rosh, the head of a person, has four Chushim. Chusha Re'iyah, Chusha Shmiyah, Chusha Re'ach, and Chusha Kal. Yeah, hello? Of those four chushim, by the way, how many she'orim are there? Seven. Can I get seven kalim? Maybe 7 days of the week. If you put on tefillin 6 days of the week, 6 days of ma'isa, on Shabbos, kudushas ha'peh. Tibur ha'peh, on Shabbos is very, it's another chushmiz. Okay? So how often do you put on tefillin? 6 days a week. Each day, yamam shech ur. Ur times six is what? 207 times six. Anyone out there? 1,242. Which is one more than 1,241, which is Gematria, Esav, Yishmol, Yeshu, and Muhammad.
How do you spell
Muhammad? In other words, the idea of Tfilin is that Yad Yamin, Yad Smol, Chesed, Vura, it's all Hashem, Ulikeinu, Hashem, Echol. Therefore, you understand why the Hamtaka of the Shabbos Nachamu, Parshas Chanan, has to be Dafka what? The Chibur of these two. Now I understand something else. It's sort of from the Satmar of the Berach Moshe. He says to them, "Muhammad, Ali Vecha, the son of Hashem, Ali Kecha." Biyodecha. What's Biyodecha? Right? Says the Bnei Sosko brings the Sefer Yitzira each month. Can I get another part of the body? We said the two Tamuz, the two eyes. What's the month of Elul? The left hand, the Yad of Asi, the left hand, Yad Smol of Asi. No. Oh, yeah. I've said this before. No. Yeah, whatever. This is the Yatzmol of Asiya, with the left hand for El. Because the whole idea is what? The left hand is Tfilin, right? And only the Tfilin, the Mora Alma, shows the uniqueness of the Eibishter. By the way, Derech Hagav, I have no time to elaborate. The fantastic Meshech Chochman Shmuitz, wow! He said the Rambam Paskins that in Tisha B'Av, there were those people who only did not wear Tfilin Shalosh. Because Tfilin Shal Rosh is V'rochol Ami Oris Gishem Avaya Nikro Lecha of Yerim Eilor Belozer Eilu Tfilin Sheva Rosh Bizman HaGolos the Eibishter doesn't fear us with Tfilin Shal Rosh. You don't see the what does the Eibishter have with Tfilin Shal Yad. Oh, but Tfilin Shal Yad Gimara Shabbat Lecha Gahari L'chol Ois L'lachayim Ois. That's closed. The Bnei Sosker numerous places says that Shat and Pasuk the Eibishter took us out of Mitzrayim B'yad Chazoko. What's the Zroyin to you? It's what the Yad Chazaka the Al-Shuk says, because Allah over there, Kitru. Allah over there. So after the Yad Chazaka, which Chazak, by the way, stands for Chosaf Zroya Kotcher, Hello? The Ebersh had to show the Zroya Metuya. The Paul says, Chosav Hashem is Zroya Kotri, Veroko Ami Oretz. Right? The Ebersh revealed his left arm, Dafka. And everyone saw Yeshua Shalikainu, that the reason was because Yisrael are Bonim and I'm Kroivim, therefore the Ebersh had to make Yeshua called Yisrael. Right? You remember the Gemara in somewhere? A Gemara Chagiga. Hey, where Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya went to the Kaiser. And there was an apikurus there, and there were mochid b'machve kam. You remember the story? They were like pantomime. The Rome, you know, Romans. And he turned around and he says, "Amo dahadar." Like he turned away from him, as if the Abish turned away. To which Shmuel Chananya stuck out his hand and he says, "Nay, the Abishter is still a dayim b'chavivusta. The Abishter still picks out his hand." In Zman HaGolus, the world doesn't see it, but the Eibishter is still manig, and that's the idea of Tefillin Shel Yad. That's the Yad of Asiya, which we bind up seven times. Can I get the seven names of the Yitzhara? Can I get Esau Gansamais? The word is, now I understand, when do we speak about the Chshivos of Tefillin? When do we read it again? Dafka and Shabbos Nachamu. Which Shabbos Nachamu was always, every year. Bismich, you know, the Belzer, old Belzer Rav, Aaron Belzer, didn't sleep from after Chamish Osobov. He said already the time is coming, Hachanis to Rosh Hashanah, to Yom HaDin, and he was shaking and quivering and trembling every night. They had to put the colders, deep, deep colders to be able to sleep. It was like freezing cold, even though Shili Kaita is Kashi Mikaita, and he was incredibly cold, he was shivering from Chamish Osobov. But now I understand, Chamisha also, I've said in Svarim, everyone knows, when you write a letter, you speak to someone, a chaver, from Chamisha also, of, you already wish him a ksivah ksivah teivah. And you're not going to be a genius, Chamisha also, of, is gimachi a ksivah ksivah teivah. Right? Kiyadu. Asher Alkei, right, why is that? Because this is the time already, the chomis, right, for Chamisha also, of, that you have the idea of tefillin, and that prepares you, the chomis, to elul. Hello? Yeah, he says to him, Mucham Alivechel, Mucham is Yitzhar Gosim Medaber, and through that, in the son of Hashem Alikecha, Yodecha. A lot more to say to him. Yoysu Mashikrozi
Lifnechim Kosuka.
Huh?
Yoysu Mashikrozi Lifnechim Kosuka.
The Gimachi is right. Work it out.
The 61 years are for you, yes, right. But the distinct Sibur is not.
No, it could be.
It's impossible.
I could be. I would be. Well,